We begin the current daf, Masech de Shabbos, daf Yud Gimel, we begin the Amud Beis, we begin the Trace de B'Maslet, it begins with the words of the Gemara, V'mei Lebuncha, in your days of wearing white, Ma'o Atzlacha, what was his conduct towards you? Which Trace comes to prove, first of all, that there is no difference in the laws of Archakas between the days of Nida and the days of Libun, of the white days. And also, Trace is going to qualify, what's the Allah regarding with a Nida to pass objects from his hand to her hand. Now, the Gemara brought a story with Tundra Leo. A student at Talmud Chacham, he died in midlife, and his wife was disturbed by this, and he said to her that, yes, although it says in the Torah, Ki Yuchayecha Berchim Mecha, but he asked her, what was his conduct with you? So she said, when I was in Nida, he never did anything. And he didn't touch me even with his tiny pinky. And then Leo never said, and what was with when you were in Shibanikim, as it's called? So he says, oh, he ate with me, he drank with me, he slept close to me, but he never even entertained doing anything like having marital intimacy with during the Shibanikim. On that, Eliyahu never said, oh, so then it was appropriate that he was punished. Now, regarding this that he had asked regarding the Shibanikim, says Taisus, loy mishum shesh l'chalik ben nidis l'liba. Not because that he really asked what was with her days of Nida, menstruation, and now he's asking regarding the days that when she has to wear white, it's not because there would be any difference in halacha, and that's why he's asking, oh, what would be over then? Because the Amr, B'kiva Perek B'Amaya Isha Yetzer. Kiva says later on the Samach Dalma Beis, Harehi bin Nidasa, a woman is considered in her state of Nida, even if she's already passed the days of Nida, she already finished Shevinikim, whatever it is, Achatavi B'Mayim until she immerses herself in the water. So why was he asking after he asked her days of Nida, ask her in the days of Liban? It's only because Eliyahu knew Shekacha Yemaisa that was the story that he made the error during Shibanikim, but not because there's any really difference in halacha. Now, Tais, however, brings that Varach, Varash, Dermin Chanel, and Rashi, Pirshu Beperek Avopi, they explain the Gemara Ksubiz of Samachal and Manav, Gabi Shmuel, when the Gemara brings regarding Shmuel, the Machalvale, the Beisum, his wife would change, that she would pour him the wine, Beyodid the smaller, with her left hand. That Hainu B'Meli Bunda, they explained that when was that they would do that? That was during her Shibanikim. That only then do we have this leniency that although she's not supposed to pour wine for him, but through a Shina, like with the left hand, then it's permitted. But during her days of Nida, then even that wouldn't be permitted. Now, to make such a differentiation, says Taisus, Einirat, that does not seem to be correct. The Barash, like I explained, that there's no difference in Halacha between the days of Nida and the days of Shibanikim. And if it's forbidden, then the oath is forbidden. If it's permitted to make a change, then you're allowed to do it even when she's a bona fide Nida. However, Rabbi Tam, however, explains that there could be a difference between the days of Nida and the days of Shibanikim, because Shahayu Regilim, their custom was in Talmudic times, Litful Shtei Tefilas. They would immerse themselves two times in the mikvah. Achas L'Soiv Shibaliriyah, so one was 7 days after she had her first discharge of blood, where she tired the rice of Hachtvila. Really, biblically, she really is pure now with that immersion in the mikvah, because we're not talking about a woman that's a Zava, which, yeah, then she has to have Shibanikim. We're talking about a regular Nida, where only because they were stringent, as the Gemara brings in Nida, that therefore every woman required upon themselves Shibanikim. But biblically, really, she's tar. Now, v'achas l'sev yimei liban, and then they would do another immersion in the mikvah after the Shibanikim. Now, l'kacha yimeikul oisa ish, that's why that man was lenient, because really, biblically, she's tar after she immerses herself the first time. That's what the question b'meili buncha was, because he was lenient, as we could see for Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, that there is something regarding y'meili buna, because really biblically, in the Talmudic times when they immerse themselves already once before, it's really biblically she's already tar. Now, continues Taisus, v'Rashi ha'yinayg issa, Rashi would treat as forbidden, he would make it forbidden for the husband to pass a key from the husband's hand to the woman's hand when she's in Nida. And Manir Larid appears to the Rishi, that there's a support for this from the Tanna of Eliyahu, the Ketani, where the Braisa teaches over there, that Amalah, in this story, it's brought that an expanded version that he said to the woman, maybe you brought the oil to him, maybe you brought to him the flask. And on that, Eliyahu said, oh, you know, Baruch HaMakom, that didn't show any favoritism. Now, it seems like that this is something that's forbidden. We see from Rashi that you're not allowed to pass things from his hand to her hand, because he was asking that maybe you brought. So you see that that would be something that would be generally forbidden. But Taisa says no, because the Mihu, however, Hasam Misayim, there the Braisa concludes and ends the sentence, Benogabech Batsba Katana. And maybe therefore he touched you with even his tiny finger. So it would sound like that it's not necessarily a proof, because maybe you're allowed to pass things, and the only concern is that you're not allowed to touch, which that we see from our Gemara. Now, Miparakaf Alpi, so too from the Gemara over there in Ksubis, the Amar, that the Gemara says that Abaya Manchele Apume de Kuba, his wife, would also deviate, that she would put it by the top of the barrel, so to make a change, not to put the cup of wine right in front of him. And Varava Manchele Abesadya, she would put it by his pillow, which seemingly that for there we see a proof that, yeah, you're not allowed to pass it from hand to hand. So that's Taisa, no, ain't right. There's no proof from there either. Because it might be specifically regarding the pouring of a cup of wine, Sheshchiba Yesu, which that is more endearing, Kedama Hasam, like the Gemara says over there. But other things, lie, maybe not, maybe it wouldn't be prohibited, maybe you would be able to pass from hand to hand, and wouldn't be a raya to Rashi's halacha. And moreover, Mahacha, so too from our Gemara, the Kama where it's brought that she said to Eliyahu, Achli mi b'shasa mi, that he ate with me and he drank with me. And that's what Eliyahu Navi says, that, oh, see, it's good that Hashem punished him. So seemingly you have a proof that just like it's forbidden to eat together in Shivan Nikiyim, so to all the other hachakis, like pouring a cup of wine, which would not be the way Rashi's opinion had said before that it's going to be permitted, Tai says, no, it's not a raya, because Yochalis, it could be, Shlehikbet Ela ala Shchiva. That actually, the only thing that was bothering Eliyahu HaNavi that said that he was punished was because that they laid together in the bed. But actually, maybe for the pouring, actually, since it was during Shem Nikim, actually, maybe it would be like Rashi Ben Chanal, that that actually was not permitted and actually would be permitted. So Taisa told us that truth is, in the laws of Achakis, there's no difference between the days of Nida and Yimei Ziva. And Taisa rejected all the proofs that would seemingly be a support for Rashi's halacha, that one is not allowed to pass an object from the husband's hand to his wife. That's a Nida. Continuing Taisa, Maschal Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Mita Chadahabi, it was one bed. Taisa can explain, how do we understand the figure of Palti ben Laish, who was in the same bed with Michal Bashal? That is, the Gemara brought with this story that he was punished for laying with his bed, that they did not keep the laws of Achakis, which Rav Dimi said it was because it was one bed, and although they weren't touching skin to skin, even so, it was punishable because of the same bed. So that's his taste of Palti ben Laish, who he was in the same bed with Michal Bashal, who seemingly that she was married to David, and Shanaad Scherav Beinoy LeBeinah, although he put a sword between him and her so that they shouldn't be intimate, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of the Testament Beis, the problem is, but even though it's a wide bed, meaning even though it's the sword in between, but it doesn't help since it's the same bed. So says Taisa, what you could say is Sharachik Mimen Hoy Beyeser, actually he was very far from her. I mean, the same bed is like a regular bed, but since he was very far from her, therefore it was permitted. Or V'hoyi Pasuach L'Shusara, and moreover, besides the fact that you're not asleep in the same bed as a forbidden woman, but also Taisa explains V'hoyi Pasuach L'Shusara, you have to say that also the door was open to the public domain, Shlahoyim Shom Yichud, because if we're, as we're assuming now, that she was actually married to David, then they also had to keep the door open to the street so that it shouldn't be seclusion. Or another interpretation, Taisa says, what you could say, Hashem Esabah Kishal, maybe Palti held like Shal, Shlahoisim, Ugadeshus L'David, that he held that David was, that she was not engaged to David, which was a whole machlekes, as the Gemara brings over there, regarding if someone makes a kedushin with a milva and a pruta, which with that whole story with David and the Polishtim, so that was, he was mekadesh with a milva and a pruta. That Palti Melayish held that the intention was with the milva, and therefore it was not a kedushin with Michal. But Machmalatz Mayhayim Melavi allow, but still, even so, Palti, because he was still in doubt, he put the sword to separate, but really he held like Shaul, and therefore it wasn't forbidden for him, according to his understanding, to be in the same bed with Michal. Continuing next, Taisis, where Taisis comes to prove the gears that we have in our Gemara, that Ve'elu means to say it's going on what it says before. That is because we said in the Mishnah that these are from the halachas that were said in the upper story of Chananya, etc. So Gemara says that, do we say in our Mishnah, Elu Tanan, therefore it's going on the halachas of the Mishnais later on, or is it Ve'elu going on the halacha of the previous Mishnah? So Taisa says that Rashi's Girsa, and the Chen Rabbeinu Tam is Ve'elu Tanan, when it says, and these, if that's the word of the Mishnah, Hani Damar means those that we mentioned previously in the Mishnah regarding Lo Yefala and Lo Yikra Lo Aner. Now, maybe Ryan, he proves that the Elu would mean the ones that we said before, and Elu would mean the ones coming up. Because the Medrash says in Pasha Mishpatim, which Rashi brings over there in Chumash, Kamakim Shnim Ve'Ela. Rebbe says, Ve'Ela with a Vav, and these, Moisavala Rishonim. It's coming to add on to what was said previously. It's connected to what was before. Ela, if it says these, Paslas Rishonim, it stops and cuts off from what was before and it's starting what's going to say, what it's going to say. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means over here. Ve'Ela would be the previous Mishnah. Now, however, va'ala medrash, but on this medrash actually, kash l'ri, the ri has a difficulty, because de'ila dibra bris, or the apostle v'am chavchas, these are the words of the covenant, koya masha kaslamal, which is going on what was said before, and although it says eila, it's going on what it says before, and Tais does not answer that question. Turning next, Tais dibra masha, this begins the words of the Gemara, shema minah, oh, obviously we could infer from the brace of that ve'elu tanan, that the gears of the Mishnah is ve'elu. Which Tais comes to explain the proof of the Gemara from the brace of that ve'elu is going on what was said before. Because, like we said in the previous tesis, that was the question, which is ve'elu or elu, and the Gemara resolves it from a brace that says, ein poilin, and these are from the halachas that was said in the upper story, oh, obviously ve'elu tanan. So Tais says, why is it more of a proof from this brace than the Mishnah? Tais says, because de'loi katani basar hachi, because we did not learn after this, when it says in the brace of ve'elu, it doesn't say after it any other halachas, because they tell them masnitin. In our Mishnah, we have other halachas that were said. So therefore, you could say maybe it's going on what's later, what's before. In the Brisa, you can't say that. Obviously, if it's saying ve'elu, and it says these two halachas of le'yifala and of le'yikula, and then before that, obviously that ve'elu is coming to tell you it's going on what it says before, and therefore in our Mishnah, it's also going to be referring to what it says before of the halachas of le'yifala, le'yikula, le'erhaner. Ketimah next Tais d'Masa, this begins the words of the Gemara, eichel rishon ve'eichel sheni. Someone eats a rishon l'toma, or eats a sheni l'toma. Which Tais can explain, why did the Mishnah have to make the gzeira of eating a rishon and of eating a sheni? That is, the Gemara was going through the 18 things that they made the gzeira that day, which 10 of them are things that makes a sheni, which then would invalidate truma into a shlishi. One was if you eat a rishon, where again, although biblically really a person does not become tummy from eating tummy food, except if he eats the nevela of a kosher bird. But however, rabbinically that day they said it's going to be it's going to make the person into a sheni. Additionally, they said the same thing as if he eats a sheni l'tama. Now Tais is bothered. Why did we have to say both regarding eichel rishon and eichel sheni? Say one of them. So Tais says that itnan eichel rishon l'chod, had we only said regarding if he eats a rishon l'tama that it's going to make him rabbinically tame, which was the gezer they made that day, lo have yedinan mina eichel sheni. We would not know that that would include also eating a sheni l'tama, because that's a lower level of tama. Maybe that would not make the gezer d'rabban. And v'itan eichel sheni, which seemingly that, okay, just say the bigger chiddush, and then you would know that even when he eats a sheni l'tama, the person becomes a sheni to make the truma that he tells into shlishi. No, havamina, I would have said the eichel rishon nami temuy metame. I would have said yes. So when you eat a sheni, so the person is gonna, the who ate that sheni is gonna make truma only pasul, which makes it into a shlishi. But if he eats a more severe level of tumah, if he eats a rishon, then not only is he gonna make the truma pasul, he's gonna make it tame, he's gonna make it into a sheni. Therefore, we needed to say, but both a that it will be making him into a tumah d'rabbanan to make the truma pasul, and also it's only gonna be making the pasul, but it's not gonna make it even to a tumah, which would make it like into a sheni to make it into a shlishi. Continuing next Tais d'Rabbi Maschil, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara about Shesa Mashkin Tmein. And if someone drinks liquids that are Tamein, which Tais explain why by liquids did we not differentiate between a Rishon and a Sheni, and also why can you not learn out Mashkin from Eicham? And that is, in the 18 things, after we said Eichel Rishon and Eichel Sheni, we said if he drinks Mashkin that are Tamein. So Tais is bothered, why didn't we differentiate by liquids between the Rishon and the Sheni like by food items? Says Tais, because Le Shaykh Bo Rishon V'Sheni, because it's not applicable a differentiation if the liquid is a Rishon or a Sheni. The reason for that is because the Oila Mashkin Tchila Hava, because actually liquids always become, no matter what touched it, it always going to become a Rishon. So either way, it's not, it doesn't make a difference to say if the liquid is a Sheni, because either way it's going to be a Rishon. Now, Tais says, Avagav Dakati Le Nigzer, although actually at this point when we made this Gzeira, they did not make the gezera that every liquid should be a rishon. Kamesha Fash Basamach, like Tais says, that I'm going to explain shortly on the next daf and daf yadala mabez and divrei maskil ella. So, but mikamakam, even so, says Tais, how you bedaitem ligzimayat. Their intention was to make the gezera, and therefore this gezeira of Ashrei Zemashkim Tameim was inclusive of the future gezeira that they're going to make, and therefore they didn't have to differentiate because anyways all liquids are going to be as a rishon. Now, moreover, Tosfos is addressed, and this is v'tzricha lashmin the mashkin v'oichin. We have to tell you this, that the person becomes tamei rabbinically when he either eats a tamei food, whether rishon or sheni, or he drinks a tamei liquid. Because had he said only food items, I would have thought to say that you cannot learn out liquids from food items. Kedam b'samach, like the Gemara says later on. Because the problem when you're drinking something that's tamei is not so common that then you're going to put in food items into your mouth, which is the whole reason, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. Now, v'itan mashkin, had we only said the case of liquids, havimina dafka mashkin. So although there, then, if you're concerned putting in foods of truma, for sure you should be concerned when you're eating tamei foods that you can put in liquids. So why do you have to say the case of foods? Oh, because if I only said liquids, havimina dafka mashkin, I would have thought to say only by tamei liquids are we going to make his tamei, because the chamiri. Tamei liquids are stringent, as we see over here, that it becomes a rishon. Now, but when he's eating tamei foods, I would say loy pasal klal would not invalidate at all. Therefore, we have to say both categories, that of food items and that of beverages, and also, like Tosfos explained, by beverages, it didn't pertain to differentiate between if it's a rishon or a sheni. Tune next Tosfos, the Maschat Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, Vabo reishe v'ruba b'mayim shuvman. Someone had that his head and the majority of his body came into drawn water. Tosfos bothered that it should invalidate truma simply because he's a tefillah yom. That is, the Gemara was saying, what's one of the 18 things is a person who immersed himself, and after the tefillah, which is appropriate in the mikvah, then he then also entered into that his head, the majority of his body, into drawn water, which is invalid for tefillah. So if someone goes afterwards into these mayim shuvim, it's going to make it problematic again. He's going to invalidate the truma until he goes and immerses himself again in the mikvah. Now, Tais is bothered, v'mtemer, and if you're going to say, Tais has to take a second look. Wait a second. Why do you need the fact that he's bov reshav rub mayim shuvim? He just went to the mikveh before. Typically, should tefillah yom. It should be sufficient that he's someone that just immersed that day. And someone that's a tefillah yom actually biblically invalidates truma. So why do you need to say this gezerah of because he's bov reshav rub mayim shuvim? The Hashem Tais says, what you could say is, because the nafkamina, the ramification would be that fill a hair of shimshay. Even if the sun set, then he's not a tefillah yom anymore. That's what we're coming to say, that if he went and he had Reisha Rub Mayim Shuvim, that he would be placed, he would invalidate Ashriyach Zavitvah until he would go ahead and then re-immerse himself again in the mikvah. Continuing next Tais, the Maslach, it begins the words of the Gemara, V'tahar Shanafal Reisha B'chulu, and also a pure person that also fell on his head, etc., which Tais comes to explain the difference between someone that was Tamei, that immersed himself, with the Xeris, even if he entered into Mayim Shuvim, to a Tahar person that we only made Xerah if they threw on him, in like a shower, they threw on him the Mayim Shuvim, which the Gemara went through and said that if we didn't have the Gzeira regarding a Tara person, the Gzeira regarding the Tummy person that immersed and then had the Mayim Shuvim, which is a concern, that wouldn't be maintained if we made it also regarding a Tara person. But Tais says, if you're going to say, Maishna, what's the difference? The Bitar Lagazru came Benafel. Why by the Tara person did we only make the Gzeira? If they threw the water on him, why didn't they make the same gezerah also when you enter into the water, like the one who immersed himself that day, who was tamei and made himself tar, where they were concerned when he goes into such a tub, into a bathtub, how come by the tar person only made it like a shower case? So it appears to the reader, because the bitar by a tar person, like what's a ligzer yaser, they didn't want to make a gezerah more than what we said, el davke b'nefila, only if the water was thrown on him. The reason why is k'mayshu regilim, because that's actually the norm. Lahapal alei mayim shuvim, to take a shower, to throw on them drawn waters, acha shatav l'mayim shuvim, after they went, even for the case of the tummy person, after they went and they immersed themselves in the putrid waters, because Mesamach, like Gemara says later on, v'alahayu naistim aleim gimel lugim mayim shuvim, and they would pour on them three lugim of mayim shuvim. So really, it really makes sense to say, even by the tummy person, that the problem should only be regarding if the water was thrown on you. But because people might go in the tub too, and then people are going to come to make the confusion. So with the tummy person, they said even when he enters into the bathtub. But with the tar person, which really the whole problem is only because of what was the norm, which was throwing the water on them. Therefore, by the tar person, they did not make the gzera up to the case of the tummy person that was tevil more than what was the norm, which was only nafala love. That's where they said that it's going to be making him tummy for a truma, but not like the case of the tummy person where it's even if he comes into the tub of mayim shuvim.